USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Pentagon officials say that thousands of Afghan refugees will be headed for military bases in Texas and Wisconsin as they seek shelter in the U.S. from the Taliban. The Defense Department tapped Fort Bliss in Texas and Fort McCoy in Wisconsin as the arrival point for those refugees as thousands try to flee from Kabul. Those being taken in at those bases will arrive on special immigration visas, meaning they will have health screenings and full background checks before being resettled. Utah Governor Spencer Cox sent a letter to President Biden on Tuesday expressing his desire to help resettle those who are fleeing Afghanistan. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott has tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement, the governor's office said that he is fully vaccinated and is tested daily, with this being his first positive result. Abbott is currently quarantining in the governor's mansion and is not experiencing any symptoms. The statement added that he is receiving the Regeneron's monoclonal antibody treatment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Another 1,000 people were evacuated from Afghanistan on Tuesday after flights resumed out of the Kabul airport. State Department spokesman Ned Price says that more than 3,000 people have been airlifted out so far. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the way that U.S. forces were pulled out is an embarrassment. The Kentucky Republican tells Fox News that thousands have been left in danger because of the administration's policy.
It's an embarrassment to stain on our national reputation. There are up to 15,000 Americans stranded out in the country who presumably have to beg the Taliban to let them get to the airport, not to mention the interpreters who worked with us and other Afghans who are in danger because they cooperated with us. All of this is the aftermath of the decision first to withdraw and then to withdraw in a precipitous and incompetent way.
This is USA Radio News.
Bingo lovers, you have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Call right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
The U.S. is expected to soon approve booster shots of COVID vaccine for all people who have received their first two shots. Officials are expected to recommend a third dose 8 months after the second shot to provide longer-lasting effects. New data has shown preliminary evidence that the protective effects of the vaccines begins to drop within months. Dr. Vin Gupta says that could cause some confusion, leaving the vaccinated to question whether they're really protected. The University of Washington faculty member tells CNBC that it could also lead to even more skepticism from the unvaccinated.
The guidance on boosters, we've long known that if you're immunocompromised, you just said it, if cancer, recent chemotherapy, solid organ transplant patients, they will likely need a booster. They're going to be first in line. If you're over 65, you'll be second in line. That makes sense because that paradigm applies to other vaccines, other boosters that we take. However, for those that are otherwise healthy, less than 65 years of age, these vaccines, two doses of Pfizer or two doses of Moderna, remain powerfully effective at keeping people out of the hospital. So to issue this broad guidance here that everybody's going to need a booster at 8 months, we're going to phase it in like we phased in the initial doses, does not align with the data as we know it to be right now. And this causes will cause potentially confusion. It's going to cause people who've been fully vaccinated to say, wait a minute, I thought I was protected. And crucially, Carl, for those that are unvaccinated, it's going to cause them to say, well, are the vaccines working or not? That's what I hear constantly from those who have questions about the vaccine and are waiting and seeing. Why aren't two enough?
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.